from your home for Winging It Wednesday, but here semi-live in a studio. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just matching your tone.
That's rock solid enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Buddy, yeah. I am. You look a little tired.
Tired. 2 days off, I'm still tired.
It's not enough. 2 days off.
I need a vacation from the vacation.
Yeah, that's what work is, isn't it? Isn't it the...
No.
That's not how that works?
No, not usually.
All right. Well, good talk, guy.
Sure.
Nice to see you. Again?
Again.
Yeah. Got to hang out with you on the weekend.
Yeah, I know. It was horrible, wasn't it?
At a work thing. You know, I've worked with you before.
Really?
So I was ready.
You're prepared.
I was ready for it. It went. It went. Everybody had a good time. It was fun hanging out with old friends and doing new work. So
there you go. Good job.
You too. I watched you. You worked super hard.
No, I didn't.
No,
nope,
but we got paid.
I don't think none of us did.
No. That's why there was lots of us. We talked about it.
Okay.
Lots of hands.
Sports.
Easy work. Sports are great. What's happening in your sports?
My Minnesota Vikings have officially named their starting quarterback.
Sportball, nice.
I didn't think they were going to do it this early. I really didn't.
I mean, me either,
I thought they were going to do, like, JJ would get one preseason game, Kyler would get the second, and then the third game would be the deciding factor, who would be it. You know?
I was going to say, did you believe that it was, in fact, an open competition?
No, not really.
Because from the grainy footage I saw of Vikings... camp.
I saw a lot of grainy footage.
You know, you probably...
I saw the stats every day.
Neither one of them stuck out to me.
But it's also practice, you know, and some players do better, you know.
So do you think... So it's either behind the scenes Kyler Murray was really...
That much more.
...ahead.
Yeah.
Or it was pretty well decided as soon as Kyler Murray became available. That's our upgrade at quarterback. Say what we gotta say.
Right.
But let's move this thing forward. That's what it felt like to me.
I think we don't... I mean, there's all the sideline reporters and all the things, and everybody sees stuff. But in the end, it's quarterback's coach, which is...
Yep.
You know, your head coach. And that's... Those two of the guys make the decision saying, this is what we're seeing. And in their interview, there is press conference yesterday when he announced it, you know, he was saying things that Kyler was doing the right things at the right time.
It is a real vote of confidence, real above and beyond anything else.
Yeah, but mentally wise, you had to say that at some point because Kyler otherwise is going to revert back to playing video games.
Maybe.
And JJ,
yeah.
I don't know about JJ. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I just don't know if he's going to be with us.
You're going to still, I can roll with that.
I don't.
The pedigree is there.
Really, this is a lot of stuff, but I think Kevin O'Connell's still not in the hot seat, no matter what happens at the end of the year.
No, they fired the general manager
who had
to take care of the hot seat on the J.J. McCarthy issue.
Well, that and the Sam Darnold.
Yeah, that responsibility was passed to the guy who's currently unemployed or working for somebody, maybe.
Most part. Yeah, he's actually back in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We talked about that. Yeah, that tracks.
That'd be awkward trying to make a deal there.
Sure, yeah.
So now it's going to be, can Kyler do it or not? Because obviously last year, we were in a three-way tie in the division at the end of the year.
I mean, if you simply took Kyler Murray's...
Two more games, we would have won if competent quarterback play, and we would have been tied with
Chicago. Go ahead and take a look. If you don't know him by heart, the average Kyler Murray stat line for a year...
Completions.
If you took those numbers, Kyler Murray is going to give you 3,000 yards passing.
At least.
He's going to give you 500 or so yards on the ground, which doesn't sound like a lot, but what that is moving the chains on third down. That's a few designed runs a game.
And that's also telling the defense that they got to watch him.
It also, the red zone and close to the goal line, he is a weapon that you have to pay attention to.
And he's been able... could throw the big pass.
Boy, if you would have told me last year's, if I would have told you as a Vikings fan that last year's Vikings starting quarterback would have 22 touchdowns, 3,000 yards passing, and a completion percentage near 60%.
His historically?
Yeah.
He's 68%.
Sure. That's very, very good.
Minnesota over the last 3 years, 4 years was 66%.
Kyler Murray, as an Arizona Cardinals fan, I do know that early in his career, they put him in a lot of... His offensive coordinator was Cliff Kingsbury. Put him in the shotgun a lot.
Head coach.
A lot of 50 passes, very short, quick things. So
right.
His numbers were a little inflated, but yeah, no, if you could have, because last year's, I don't know if you know this, last year's Vikings starting quarterbacks produced the worst statistical
in
the history.
Need reminding you of that.
I'm going to keep saying, just in case we've forgot. Yeah. There. So if you could take above average, which is what
three games. If we would have done 3 games, which is very possible with competent quarterback play, we would have won the division last year.
I mean, they won a game with Max Brosmer throwing for, I'm pretty sure, -5 yards
Correct.
In one of those games. It was pretty rough.
Yeah.
They did lose a couple games where J.J. McCarthy, early in the year, they blamed his inexperience and youth on some pretty rough outings early in the season. But he also just played really bad football.
Yeah.
He
wasn't ready to come out. He's just the speed at which he's just not.
And it does kind of tell me that maybe he's.
What was that old quote
where he's 2 years away from being 2 years away?
Yeah.
That was a quote from the NBA draft. Somebody had said about a high school kid.
Sure,
he's 3 years away from being 3 years away.
He was the youngest QB in that draft class.
Correct, as a redshirt sophomore,
it's not that I like to admit this, but he should have sat for 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. He should have done what the Packers did.
And he could have been at least Jordan Love.
Oh, man, if the Vikings could get the quarterback play of at least Jordan Love this year, they should. I think
they can win the division, if not go pretty deep.
Again, this NFC North is a stacked deck.
Okay.
It truly is.
Let me tell you, take a step from the Vikings.
Sure, yeah.
The other three teams,
yes,
they've got questions about every. I mean, there's something other than our quarterback on the Vikings team. Really, we're sitting pretty good. Chicago Bears, they lost. They also lost Kobe Bryant. I think it is.
His name is Kobe Bryant. Yeah,
and he lost him for a fair amount of time. And they are already thin.
Well, my questions with the Bears go like this. Historically, they have not run a dynasty together. They have not put a string of 3 to 5 years together where I said, oh, man, the Bears are coming. Their Super Bowl run happened real quick, and they haven't been relevant since.
They won the division because the other three teams are not.
And honestly, playing games at Soldier Field. I know that soon they'll be playing in the Indiana instead of in Chicago at the lakefront, but that makes for some really tough football to be able to coach and play. But I think they're hitting that stride where their coach is new and their ownership is new and their management is new. I think they're well, and
Caleb Williams needs to progress. I think one more step or two more steps.
But it is my question with them: is they're hitting a progress? Can they progress with the Lions?
They've lost a lot of players.
Can some of these old guys now, these young veterans on their team, Penei Sewell, Amon St. Brown, Jamar Gibbs, Brian Branch, some of these guys who are Aiden Hutchinson, who are now not Kerryon young guys.
Arnold is now off the team.
Yes. Apparently, we're going to stay on track with that.
But they lost. They also had their center retire.
Sure.
You know?
I question, honestly, if we haven't seen the best of the Packers 2 years ago. Honestly, with the current coach and the current players and the current setup and the current schemes and the current, as their team is constructed, I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen the best of Jordan Love, if we've seen the best of Josh Jacobs, if we've seen the best out of Xavier McKinney, if Micah Parsons comes all the way back from an injury.
If you take away the quarterback from Minnesota, they don't have a lot of questions. They strengthened their secondary.
To be fair, that is like saying, except for the giant hole in my wall.
I understand that.
My house is really structurally sound. It's the most important position.
It is. Well,
on the
we
field.
Proved it last year that we could win without it.
You can't win a division. You can't win a playoff game if you
can't
get there.
But I'm saying, though, we probably have our quarterback at this point, and winning solves all problems.
It would,
and fixes all, whatever. So let's just take the Vikings out, assuming they're going to be three games better than last year, which is 9-8.
I'm going to be torn as a and as a Packer fan,
right?
Because I can optimistically and realistically say you're right. You're as a Vikings watcher, if they had quarterback play that was above average, they will be hard to beat with anybody in the division.
Because I think their wide receiver crew is probably the best in the division.
Because just like you said, winning solves your problems. Bad quarterback play mutes everything else that your team can do because your defense isn't in good spots on the field.
They're always on the field.
Because your quarterback isn't moving the ball to get punts that are effective. It changes how your offense, it changes the attitude, even though they won't say it. It changes how people feel about their... When you're down by 10 in the third quarter, you don't think you're going to win, so you don't. So the fact that they were this close to being relevant with irrelevant quarterback play, I'm also torn because as a Arizona Cardinals fan, watching Kyler Murray and being really excited 7 years ago when he got drafted number one, where he could have played baseball, but he blessed the Cardinals, my team, with okay play on a really bad franchise... But also as a Packer fan, I'm never rooting for the Vikings.
Right.
So I am interested to see how this feels to them. It wouldn't surprise me if they're 14-3 at the end of this year.
And then let them go.
And they would you know, that would be a pretty solid Vikings move to do it three times in a to not
that
learn that
happen.
Lesson three times in a row. You'd think that.
But I mean I
and I can't believe we're gonna talk this much about the Vikings. But I've got one more question for you.
Yes.
What do they do with J.J. McCarthy at the end of the year? If somebody offers them in the preseason, call it a fifth-round pick for J.J. McCarthy. Do you take him off your books and a third-round pick for J.J. McCarthy?
Maybe.
Do you move forward? So he's movable at this point.
I think he's movable, but he's still, I mean, with Carson Wentz, because Carson, before he got injured, because he was injured.
He was functional.
But he was injured the last two games that he played. That, you know, that
Max Brosmer looks like a backup quarterback forever. So
he looks like a redshirt kind of practice squad.
He does look like a pretty polished practice squad quarterback.
Which is terrible because I really like Max. But anyway.
Sure, yeah. So what do you do with, because he's not a problem you can afford him.
J.J. McCarthy will stay on the team
through
the year.
Through the year. End
because
of the year.
Because you don't, I mean, there's that unknown if Kyler all of a sudden or gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, and JJ's got to come in because
so
it's going to be JJ
signing,
over Carson.
At some point soon, you have to.
But the end of the season,
his fifth year option is at the end of this year.
End of this year, so during the year, and then once we go to the Super Bowl,
yes, yeah, marches,
yeah. But no, I mean, if we have a successful season and we won, we go into the playoffs a little bit.
Yeah,
they better offer Kyler the money because Kyler's the best option.
But hearing you root for Kyler Murray is
I have to
cool
root.
For me,
well,
yeah.
I have to. Because what else have we got to root for in
and
that
so
quarterback?
J.J. McCarthy isn't going to be offered because a fifth-year option, for those listening at home, increases your pay as a rookie. You have a five-year deal. The fifth year is an option for the team. But it increases as a quarterback. He gets, we'll call it $15 million in his fourth year. By his fifth year, he's at $25 million. I know that because that was the Jordan Love deal.
Sure.
He went from being drafted in the first round making $8 million to them signing him.
It's a big quandary.
Yes, at the end of this year.
End of this year, it'll be the big quandary because if Kyler plays great, he's going to get a contract.
Honestly, it's
from
a better.
Somebody.
As a fan, it feels better, doesn't it, for you to have that quandary? Because let's say reverse of this had happened at the where. J.J. McCarthy had a killer offseason, rolls in. Kyler Murray ends up as the backup. J.J. McCarthy has a year that really matters. Then you have to sign him to his fifth-year option. Then you're in a Jordan Love position better hope your young guy is legit.
Right, but if that was going to be the case and he beats out, which he hasn't.
No,
he did not.
He didn't.
Right. So that's not, we can't say what if because the worst case, best, depending on how you look at it, is that Kyler gets hurt, he gets pulled, J.J. walks in, and he's phenomenal.
Seamless.
You know, he's learned, he's matured.
Sure.
He's got better footwork, he's making better decisions. All of a sudden, at the end of the year, you go, Kyler, thanks for trying, but...
That's a huge risk, by the way, because you got to really find out that J.J. McCarthy's got another level to him.
But if he plays... and he manages the game mm-hmm. well, might as well. Oh, I mean,
Kevin O'Connell has had a track record over the last 5 years of turning a C-plus quarterback into a B-plus quarterback.
B-plus, yeah. I mean,
you know, Kirk Sam Cousins Darnold, not blessed with a great arm or a great skill set as
really
a quarterback.
Good, and he
but
got
he,
him his money.
And he did that with – he turned Josh Dobbs into a serviceable quarterback right. for a hot minute. He turned
– Sam Darnold into a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't complete – Mike McDonald, his head coach, turned him into a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Well, that
but
that
yes.
started in San Francisco before he got to Minnesota.
Correct.
Minnesota fixed more
kept
things.
Kept it going.
I mean, he right out of the gate, he looked really
good.
So
besides,
and I don't.
Besides quarterback play,
he's a good coach.
Is there anything else on that team?
Running back,
that,
maybe.
Running that makes you go,
Maybe running back, but we between the what we picked up in the draft.
They did get a
Claiborne,
guy from...
Really a workhorse kind of kid.
Sure.
Jordan Mason's stepped up.
He was hurt. He's been banged up.
Yeah, a little bit. Yep. You know, but then you got Aaron
is
Jones
Aaron
back.
Aaron Jones still there, yeah.
He is.
Okay.
Absolutely. You know, so I'm not going to worry about a
serviceable.
Wide
receiver.
Yes.
Your wide receivers are
I'm not going to worry about them.
Serviceable.
Serviceable?
Hey, I still...
I will argue that they're probably one of the best trio.
I forget about Jawan. Was it Jawan Jennings that they picked up from San Francisco? Yeah. Because... Much like I say you have to plan for Jordan Love not playing 17 games, Jordan Addison still has not completed a 17-game regular
sure.
season
well, last year he got suspended too,
in his career.
Years.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been really good boy this
you
year.
You said that 2 years in a row,
no,
my friend.
Not.
You absolutely.
No.
I wish we could. You're going to make me replay some
yeah,
tape from last
yeah,
year. We've and again,
but
offensive
sure.
line outside of the every team.
I mean, if there's a lot of ifs and what mm-hmm. I mean. If the guys we have are starting O-line mm-hmm. stay healthy this year, we...
I mean, that's every single
but
team.
But we have backups, too. They've picked up some backups. They grabbed some free agents. Whatever. I mean...
There isn't an NFL team currently that has seven good offensive linemen. You know what I mean? Like, if you have...
got serviceable backups.
If you have a serviceable backup, you're very lucky to have acquired one and kept one around. So...
But yeah. defense-wise, I'm not worried about the defense. I mean, Harrison Smith is still up in the air.
Their
but,
defense, admittedly, is very no-name to me as a not-Vikings fan.
Probably top 10.
The only two guys I know from that team is Andrew Van Ginkle
yep.
and Harrison Smith. And I can't particularly name... I know I picked a guy... They picked a guy, defensive tackle, up in the
Caleb Banks.
In the first round.
And he's healthy.
They felt like it was a stretch. When you hear Mel Kiper say it's a stretch... But when they say in training camp he looks like the real deal,
yeah.
he'll at least see those.
He's always been playing with the ones
yeah.
and practicing. So, I mean, quarterback's always been. I mean, we've had different starting quarterback every year for the last 4 years.
You know, it's interesting. As much as the Packers over the last 25 years have had this remarkable stretch of consistency from now three quarterbacks, the Vikings quarterback room over the last 25 years
in that same span
has put up some
ridiculous.
Really, really good numbers, and some of it's a product of playing in the Metrodome
but it's
or
always
playing
been,
inside.
It's always,
but.
Been, it's always been somebody that we grabbed, and, you know, Randall Cunningham.
As a big video game, as a big video game guy, I can... If you started listing, and you could probably in your head go from 1992 to current in all the quarterbacks who started for the Minnesota Vikings, but nearly all of them, short of, oh man, there was this guy and he was drafted in the first round.
Don't
what
say
was?
It. Don't.
What was?
Don't.
I can't. Makes me want to stop and think about his name, and stop and think about his. But other than that guy and maybe a couple other guys.
They've
had some Joe Webb starting a playoff game to me, man. That's such
right.
guts. That's
Minnesota. That's
a memory
that
lane
is Minnesota
for me.
Vikings. You know, just typical Minnesota
being
Vikings.
Being a Packers fan, knowing that that was happening,
or us, or the
but
you know,
other
98
that,
in our
couple of Christian Ponder years and a couple of maybe a Geno. You've had great numbers from guys like Randall Cunningham, or from whomever
Dante
it was.
Dante Culpepper was good until he blew his knee out.
Because
that was 98.
Correct. They've always had
a field goal.
I don't remember. Tell me more about that event.
You got anything else you want to talk about?
No. It's a short sport week, man. Let's go down misery lane as a sports fan.
Also, on a side note, I just got this that Browns have named...
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Or said that Deshaun Watson will start the first preseason game. He plans to start Sajur Sanders in the next preseason.
Once again, for those of you at home, I am so glad we're not based out of Cleveland, so we don't have to talk about the Cleveland Browns quarterback situation, okay, because it bums me out as a person and a sports fan and an NFL guy.
That's enough about Cleveland. Other NFL stuff?
I mean, we've got preseason starting. Yeah, if you can't tell by the voice.
Other than the Hall of Fame game that happened last week, which was really good.
It was a very high-quality NFL game brought to you by the Cardinals and the Panthers at the Canton Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But, you know, we didn't even... Can you look up for who got inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame this year? Yeah. That was one. And again, you know what we didn't talk about last week, and I apologize, and we talked about this, was the Ocho happened over the weekend. We didn't talk about slippery stairs. We didn't talk about pillow fighting. I apologize. The Auctioneer Championship didn't get reps, so I do apologize to all of the to myself, honestly.
What you could do is you could log into Facebook, you could post those results. Yeah, what? Don't be mad at me. You're part of this, too.
I forget so strongly about how much I like posting things on Facebook that
anyway,
I skipped it.
The inductees came in. 2020 class was Drew Brees, deserved. Okay. Larry Fitzgerald.
Drew Brees has the single most passing yards in NFL history still, if I'm not mistaken.
He's up there.
He's up there.
Yeah. Larry Fitzgerald. It's got to be your favorite.
I don't know if he's the first Arizona Cardinal player to be inducted in a Cardinals jersey.
Kurt Warner,
but I don't think he was inducted in a Cardinals jersey as much as he was the Rams.
Yeah.
I'd have to, my brain's not locking on to, but Larry Fitzgerald is one of the best receivers. And a Cardinal, yeah. Luke Kuechly was a linebacker for the Panthers whose career was cut short by a few years by concussions.
Yes. Adam Vinatieri, one of only three kickers inducted.
I was going to name the other, might be George Blanda, and I can't name. Is it Chris Jackie? Is it Gary Morton. Anderson?
No.
Oh, Morton Anderson got inducted.
And then senior inductee was Roger Craig, finally.
Roger Craig from the Niners, one of my favorite video game running backs of all time. Super versatile. Would dominate the league right now if Roger Craig was still in the league. He ran back punts and kicks and received. Okay.
Yep.
So that was, preseason is starting for all. Tomorrow by the night. Time Friday's, when the weekend is rolling around, your team should have played one. Cardinals will have played two.
Your Packers are playing tomorrow, Thursday
Packers
night.
Packers are playing against the Steelers.
But once again,
Steelers.
And it's really, once again, preseason, it's really finding your backups.
They've knocked it down from 4 to 3
and
games
making sure your wide receivers don't get hurt.
So a lot of the work is done in the scouting department.
Yeah.
It's done in the film room. These coaches know their players better now as a result of less games and more practice time. Your starters aren't
usually
needed.
Your
to be
starters
seen.
That you know who your starters are not starting.
And it's always interesting where if your team struggles in the opener in 3 weeks with a week off and not playing in the preseason, you will ask, man, did Kyler Murray not get enough reps? Should Jordan Love have really sat for 2.5 games? Shouldn't he have been out and seen? So there's no definite answers that come from the preseason.
Right.
You do get a lot of like the guys who get drafted and you wonder, hey, can this guy?
I mean, if you're the Raiders, they've named Kirk Cousins, which got into a fight with Mason Crosby, which is hilarious.
He
got suspended for the training day.
That's nice, yeah.
I think Kirk could get mad.
I like the thought of Kirk Cousins in a pair of blue jeans out there fighting Max Crosby.
Yeah, because that's a winnable thing.
Max Crosby's bigger than two Kirk Cousinses, so I doubt it.
There's not really a quarterback controversy there. No. Minnesota's really got the major... I mean, also, when I look at Arizona, I mean...
Arizona has a quarterback controversy in that...
Competition.
It's a competition to see if you can name those quarterbacks. Like, quite honestly, for a casual NFL fan to name Carson Two? Beck, Jacoby Brissett...
I don't even know who the last one is.
Keaton Slovis.
Oh, good job.
Because it's not Gardner.
Because it's your Arizona
It's not
Cardinals.
Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew is somewhere else. Maybe... I don't remember where, but he's somewhere where he's got an opportunity to be a starter.
Jets?
I can't remember. Yeah, you want to look it up, Gardner Minshew. But no, the quarterback battles, again, if you have a quarterback battle going
on.
If you're, okay, maybe he is the third man.
Yeah,
okay.
He's number 15.
If your team is having a quarterback battle,
yep.
Your team's going to lose 10 games at least this year. That's where I'm at with every team. If you're the Jets and you can't decide if it's Geno Smith or some guy.
It's the Jets. It's Miami. It's going to be Cleveland.
If you're the Falcons and you're choosing between Tua and Michael Penix Jr., you're also choosing as a fan to watch your team lose 10 games. If you're the Miami Dolphins, even though it's not a quarterback controversy, their quarterback room goes Malik Willis and some guys.
Some people.
And Malik Willis, up until last year, was just some guy.
That played four games?
Yeah. He's played about five. Anyway. In his whole career, he's had five starts. His numbers have been skewed to look pretty darn good. But, yeah, no, if you're not sure at this point.
I guarantee you that Miami's going to tank and go for one of those five quarterbacks in the draft this year.
And we will, as this season starts to roll through, I really do think, besides getting excited about our teams, I think the real watch for me is going to be these tank battles.
Jets.
Because there is unquestionably
a Jets, Arizona.
Darth. There's just this absence of quarterback. I don't think it's absence of quarterback talent. I think it's an absence of quarterback coaching because
Absolutely. When
I watch college football, I see quarterbacks playing exceptional football.
The one name, Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Jets. Failed him. Carolina. Failed him. Then he went to San Francisco.
They
Minnesota.
Did not fail him. So for me to watch these, and we looked at, there's about nine teams in the league with awful quarterbacks, and about seven of them have awful quarterback coaches.
Sure.
There's a couple of young guys who are looking to make their mark, you know, like the Saints,
yep.
like the Raiders, where you're thinking maybe they have the infrastructure in place to be successful. But otherwise, I have a feeling that there's about six or seven quarterbacks coming into the league next year who are going to be set up to fail because they are playing for the Browns. They're playing for the Falcons. They're playing for a new coaching staff.
By the way,
you got
1 minute. We talked almost 20 minutes about Minnesota Vikings.
Dude, that's... I know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I know.
And I see how you feel about that, so I'm glad I could be a part of that for you.
It's the same when you talk about your Packers.
It will not happen as frequently as you
unless they win the Super Bowl.
I mean, if they do...
If they win a division, I'll be really
buddy,
happy.
Buddy, if the Vikings win the Super Bowl, we're going to have to do an entire...
Kyle, we're going to get a statue.
So many...
Oh my god!
Tiny little statue out there in the parking lot.
He's
a little statue. He's a little guy. Look at that.
Shorter than the
running
back.
Oh my god, it's a speed bump.
Wow.
You know, he's a little dude. What else happened in other potpourri of sports in 12 to 15 seconds?
15.
One of my favorite, Russell Westbrook retired.
Yeah.
Really, that's honestly the Lakers got bought by $12.5 billion by some guy and some other guy. The Brewers are on pace to win 100 games. Everybody, great weekend. See ya.